You're listening to Talk With Us, a podcast where we chat about what's on our mind
and what's blowing up on the internet. I'm your host, May.
And I'm your host, Quan.
And you're listening to
Talk With Us. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. It's your girl, Quan.
And it's your girl, May.
And we are back.
Welcome back, y'all.
With another show.
I know we've been gone for a minute, but we've been gone for a minute, y'all, but we're back. If my voice sound a little raspy, it's because I have laryngitis, okay, y'all? So just bear along with me.
Yeah, y'all, she sounds scratchy.
Yeah, it was worse than this, y'all.
To pay attention to her voice.
Try not to pay attention to the girl with the scratchy voice.
Yeah. It can get next to you sometimes. She talk a long time, so we're going to try to keep her... at a limit today.
So even my laughing is a little bit off, but hey, we're going to go with it though. We're going to go with it. We hope y'all had a wonderful day today. I did. I enjoyed the day.
I did too.
What about you?
I had a good day. Long day at work, but I had a really good day.
Yeah, well, that's still good.
I was blessed to see today, so.
Yeah, so it's a
whenever
good day.
I'm blessed to see a day, I have a good day.
True, I'll
put it like that.
True that. Well, how y'all feel about it? I hope y'all feel the same way because I feel the same way. I do. So how many people are ready for the holidays? I know
Christmas.
You know
Christmas.
What? It's like, you know, you want to get into the spirit of Christmas every time, you know, Christmas comes around. But we know that, you know, like the tragedy that happened over in Kentucky and the tornado victims. And
yeah.
And we know, and then, you know, our hearts go out to these people. So it's like when we're trying to be as joyful as we can. But, you know, at the same time, we're praying for those people because,
that's right.
You know, we know that those people right now are having a hard time. So everybody just do well to keep
them
all those
prayer,
people
y'all.
In prayer, y'all, because they need it
pray
right now. Okay. They need it.
And all the prayer they can get.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, and if anything that you can do for them or any way that you can reach out and help them, please do it. You know, because that's the least that we can do in this time of great need, you know, during the holiday season, too, you know, mm-hmm. and loved ones. Died and stuff like that, and you know, and so people are going to be missing people. So, you know, let us do well to do everything we can do. And if the best thing you can do is send up a prayer, then y'all pray for them.
Please do,
yeah,
keep them in prayer.
But we're gonna try to hang in there and keep our spirit up high, you know.
That's right,
right, Quan?
That's right. And another person in his family is Demarius Thomas, the football player that died.
Yes,
yes, y'all keep his family in prayer too.
Yes, please do. You know, all
that
these...
was my receiver.
Yeah,
I used to love some Demarius Thomas.
Oh wow, that's so sad.
Yeah, it
but,
is.
But you know, God bless them and comfort them, and during this time of bereavement,
so keep everybody in prayer.
Yeah,
y'all.
We try to remember everybody because we're all people and we're all in this together. And when we hear tragedy. You know, just because you don't know them personally, that doesn't matter. You know that they belong to God. So just pray for those families.
That's right.
And we're going to try to go ahead and do this thing. We're going to do this
thing
with
topic,
my raspy voice.
With her voice, y'all. Like I said, if y'all could get past the scratchy voice.
Yeah, I'm a little bit raspy. I'm trying, you know, it's better than it was, y'all. But
yeah, she couldn't talk at all.
So.
At all. And they be asking her questions. I'm like, y'all, please don't make that girl talk.
So I'm not a man. All right,
she ain't no man. She's a real female, y'all. Her voice is jacked up.
it's a little jacked up. I can't sing the holiday tunes, but if I do try, y'all are free to laugh. Okay, you're free to laugh. I'm not gonna get mad at you. Okay, we're gonna do this though.
So you're gonna do the news.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the news.
She's gonna do the news, y'all. She's gonna try to do the news the best way she can with her voice. So y'all bear with her.
Yeah, and we probably got you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that for the news.
A little bit of this,
but
y'all
just bear with me, and yeah, let's go ahead and try to get through this.
All right, let's get into the news.
So many of you have already probably heard the news a while ago, and I think this happened a couple of days ago, but Bob Dole, he passed away.
And he did?
I didn't know that.
I think he was
98 years old.
Wow.
98.
Mr. Bob Dole.
Yep, Mr. Bob Dole. Yeah. So, you know, and we also, like we were saying before, we keep, you know, everybody in prayer, also his family too. Even though he was a 98-year-old man, that is a beautiful age to get to. And we just, you know, so we kudos to, you know, to everybody that are praying and stuff for the family. So that's a big thanks for prayers. I love when people pray.
That's right.
Yeah. And so we've been hearing also about the, I want to pronounce this right, the right way. Is it Omicron? The Omicron COVID thing?
If I'm COVID.
Omicron. It's something like that.
It's something beginning with an O.
Oh, okay. So right now, they saying it's not as bad as the Delta, but you do have mild cases. However, today was the first day that the UK reported somebody dying from the Omicron COVID virus.
You know what?
What you
only
think?
Thing I believe is that it's the same COVID. They just keep they continue to give it different names.
Because it's
the
mutant.
Regular it's COVID, the Delta COVID, yeah. Now this new COVID.
Yeah,
they all the same. They're just naming it different.
Uh huh.
They have the same effect.
But it's because it's mutated.
Mm-hmm.
It's Omicron. Omicron. I'm sorry. Omicron. That's it. Omicron. But yeah, the first case, well, not the first case, but the first death they said is because of it. Okay. And they can tell if a person has this one or the Delta right now. But if the cases are going up, people are not as sick as they would normally be if they didn't have their vaccine shots. But people who don't have the vaccine, well.
So what are the symptoms with that? Because the Delta, didn't they say you'll lose your hearing or something like
taste
that?
Taste and stuff like that. But with this one, they say, I don't think you lose your taste. I don't think you lose the taste with this virus.
So it'll just come on you.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the shots, it'll, you know.
It'll start affecting
make you. Sick.
Yeah, it can make, yeah.
Sick.
So because it's got more spurs on it than the Delta variant. So and they were saying, do you think this is just gonna be the new, like the new normal, you know, like later on it may be another one coming.
It is gonna be another one.
I think so too.
I don't think we're gonna get back normal anytime soon.
I think this is here to stay. I mean because all they can do is just give you a vaccine shot for it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but they don't have a cure for it to make it just like go away.
No.
So therefore it's probably gonna mutate even more.
It will.
Okay, so then, do you think that you're going to keep getting shot? That's the thing.
I don't know about that.
That's what I'm saying. If you get, okay.
Like we gotta take we got to take the booster shot. Okay, yeah, two. Haven't even took that yet.
Yeah, two and a booster. So, what you're going to need, if another one comes out, what you're going to need? A booster?
You're going to need something.
But why would you, people are already skeptical about doing it and taking the shot.
I know.
But do you think it'll be easier that they done got past the first two shots, that if it comes to the need of a booster, would they keep getting shot?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I mean, because you have to wonder at a certain period of time, what is this stuff, you know, going to actually do to me?
Yeah.
So I don't
know. Just like the flu shot. You know, some people are scared to get the flu shot.
Yeah, some people are scared to get the flu shot. But the thing about the flu shot, it's not, I mean, it's a strain, but it's not mutating like the coronavirus.
No.
See, the coronavirus is mutating. This thing can actually mutate with other viruses. And then grow more spurs on it, which they say can actually make it difficult to treat. So I don't know. I just say, and people walking around, I was like in the store the other day, and half of the people, it was at a Walmart. And I was at the Walmart, and it was like, I was probably like 20, 30 people that I came across who did not have any face protection.
Yeah. These people are walking around like this stuff is gone.
Yeah. And see, they're still spreading.
And a lot of them don't even have their COVID shots.
Right.
And a lot of them walk around.
And they say it is
spreading it.
Yeah, they spreading it.
When
they
continue to grow.
They sneezing and then they put their hands on the item.
Yeah.
Okay, now if you come by and be like, oh, that's a cute item, and you pick it up, guess what?
If you don't wash your hands.
If you don't wash your hands and you touch your face, your eyes, your mouth, your nose.
You got it.
So, I mean, do we need to walk around with gloves in the Walmart?
Sometimes I be tempted to put on gloves.
I'm tempted to do that, too, because I do see people walking around with that.
Yeah. And so, I don't think you'll look crazy or out of place if you have gloves on.
I don't think, no, that's the thing about it.
You want to do it, but I don't want to look crazy.
Just say if the virus had never came out, and, you know, you'll feel some type of way wearing a mask on your face.
Yeah.
You know, because people be like, what in the world this person got? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now it's like a normal. You can wear a mask and nobody going to be asking you, like, what you got it on for.
You can wear a mask and you can wear gloves.
Yeah. And then nobody going to ask you. You ain't going to even look strange.
No. It's the new normal.
That's the new normal. I think it might as well be. As the report says, the Omicron is spreading fast. And that's alarming, even if it's a mild case. It's just showing
that
it may be my case, but what they're saying is that it's spreading pretty fast.
Yeah, that's scary.
Because, you know, there are some people who who immune system, they can't handle a shot.
Mm-mm.
You know, so then if you out there and you take it back to a loved one who can't have the shot, because there are a few people who are allergic to shots and they can't have them. So then if you go out and you ain't wearing your mask and you come back home and you give it to one of your loved ones, that's going to be sad.
That is going to be sad.
That's what I said. It's going to be sad. But anyways, you know, we just want everybody to be safe, you know.
Stay safe. Wash your hands.
Wear your mask.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Y'all know what to do.
Just protect yourself.
Yeah. Y'all know what to do. So do it. Okay. And we thank you for it.
That's right.
All
right,
then. That's it for the news portion, y'all.
So today's topic is going to be the reason for the season, mm-hmm. right?
Yep. Yep. All right. Yep. True.
She's going to ask me, what's my reason? I'm going to ask her, what's her reason? And you guys can join in too on social media if you want to.
Please do. Because I like to know what people think the reason is. You know,
the
what
reason
season?
For the season. Christmas.
Jolly, 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 jolly.
Woohoo.
Jolly, jolly, jolly.
Ain't we right. Christmas next week, though? What, next Saturday?
Yeah.
That's
Man,
crazy.
It seems like it's coming so fast.
It is.
I just wish
this month is flying by.
You know, sometimes though, I wish the Christmas month lasted kind of
at
like,
least 2 months.
At least 2 months. I
December
want
the
stress.
Only month in the year that lasts for 2 months.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. Can we just add some extra days just because you know, just to stretch it out, you know? But anywho, you want to
nice.
Go first, or you want me to go first?
I want to go first. Just
all right,
ask
Quan.
Me what's mine.
Quan,
stuff,
what is
you know,
your reason?
You know.
What do you think the reason for the season is?
First of all, is well, we grew up believing it was Jesus' birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
We grew up believing that, and we celebrate his birthday,
mm-hmm.
and we celebrate family.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy our family. We enjoy me opening up gifts, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I still love
she,
to open
she,
up
she
gifts.
Still got the kid in her, y'all. Y'all know.
But it's about family and mm-hmm. friends and your loved ones
yes.
and sharing and giving. And for some reason, when Christmas comes, everybody gets sweet.
I don't know.
Everybody you meet
this is a big old
greet
smile.
You with a smile. And that's the way it's supposed to be all year round. But
yeah.
for the month of December, everybody greets you with a smile.
They really do. Like, hi.
Yeah. And I like giving.
Yeah.
And I like receiving.
Okay, she likes
but,
to give
But like
receive.
I said, it's
do.
Family and friend and celebrating Jesus' birthday on Christmas.
Yep.
Like when 12 o'clock first hit and it's Christmas, the first thing we always say is, happy birthday, Jesus God. Like I said, we believe in,
mm-hmm.
we grew up believing his birthday was, you know.
Right.
Am I saying that right? Because I don't want to be wrong
yeah,
now.
Like December 25th yeah. is what you celebrate the birth of Christ.
Yeah. So we say, happy birthday, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Like soon when 12 o'clock hit and we'll be thanking him for letting us see another Christmas and
yep.
then the next morning the kids open up their gifts
yep.
you know everybody comes to your house and then you eat and enjoy
mm-hmm. yeah
I should play Christmas music y'all
yeah y'all know you know it's not the holidays if you don't have that Christmas music in there
yeah, I know yeah and you can't forget about the Christmas music
yep
I love Christmas music so
me too I do So
and the Christmas movie. Well, I'm not big on the Christmas movies.
Christmas movie?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really
that crazy.
You remember,
about
okay,
Christmas
but
movies.
You remember like Rudolph when we were growing up?
Yeah. Nah,
and
I enjoyed those.
The original ones?
Yes.
You know,
the
we
animated
enjoyed,
cartoon.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the ones they make now, you know, the real life with the human beings and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not really into that.
Yeah.
Same stories.
Yeah,
same
it
people.
Is. It is, y'all. They same story, just different characters.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just the same, yeah. But is that it, Quan?
I think that's it for me.
Okay.
You're next. What are yours?
All right. I can tell you, y'all already know it's Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the season and
yeah.
every season, y'all. Jesus first, Jesus.
Jesus.
You know, that's right.
Jesus Christ.
You know, my mama burned her Christmas light. She burned everyone. And Jesus remembers because, you know, like Quan said, we grew up believing, you know, in Christ Jesus. So we know that God is first and we know that Jesus, you know, we take that day as the birth of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, if it wasn't for Jesus, there would be no season.
There will be no Christmas.
So first and foremost, we thank you, Lord.
That's right.
For this day, for this season. And then if you want to be a little jolly, I thank him for all this nice Christmas music, too. Y'all, I love my Christmas music. Y'all got Mariah Carey going in the background right now. But yeah, I like the festiveness of Christmas. I like to see people enjoying and being happy.
Yeah, me too.
And like Quan said, you know, when it seems like people get in more of a better spirit when Christmas is around. I think that's why we want to drag out Christmas so long, because it kind of put people in a different mood.
It does.
You know, so I like being together with family. I like to wish my friends, you know, happy holidays. I love gift giving. I love, y'all, if I had enough money to just buy everybody in the world a gift, y'all, I would do it. But I like to give too. I'm the more giving type, and I just want to give. So if I had it to give, y'all, I'll be giving out so many gifts to so many people. I mean, because that's what makes me smile. That's what makes me happy. But yeah, that's my reason is Jesus, and when Jesus is in the mix of it, he just makes me happy to know that, you know, when I got family around, and it's just a wonderful time. That's why I love that song. You know, just a wonderful time of year, because it is, you know, it's just so good, because when Christmas is gone, it seems like things go back to normal. And
yeah,
people don't smile as much.
They don't greet you with smiles
anymore.
What do y'all think?
Y'all think that
they're like, get out of my way.
Yeah, or road rage. I mean, look at all the road rage happened before the month of Christmas stuff come in. All those months ahead, you get road rage.
I know. And traffic is heavy
now
and stuff, but people don't have road rage down here where we stay.
Right. Because I think it's like people, like, they are either heading, going shopping and stuff, and that makes them excited. That's what I think. I think that they like to go shopping, and I think that that makes them happy.
It does. It'll make me happy.
Does shopping make everybody happy?
It makes me happy when I am buying.
I'm
going shopping for myself sometimes.
Really?
I know that sounds selfish.
But what about when you're shopping for somebody else?
Like when I'm going shopping for other people, I get happy too. But I get kind of frustrated a little, because sometimes I don't know what to get.
Well, I mean, but you mean for somebody else?
Yeah, for somebody else.
Well, you just, you know, you kind of, if you know that person, you know, females and anything, perfume to do all the time.
Yeah.
That's just a girl thing, you know, or some Bath and Body Works or something like that. For guys and stuff, I think cologne works. You don't think so?
I don't think so. The guys, they have their own personal scent.
Okay.
And if you go buy them some cologne and they don't like it, yeah.
No, you got to get them some Usher or something.
Usher?
No, Usher. That's old now.
Yeah, that's old.
Giorgio Armani.
Someone might steal
Ralph with
that.
Lauren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to get that expensive.
Yeah. Go above Usher.
Mm, yeah, goodness. Usher at Walmart. You got to go beyond Walmart.
Okay, so y'all, we got to go. If you're buying your guy something, then you got to go beyond Usher at Walmart, okay? You got
not knocking the ones who buy, you know, cologne or perfume from
because
Walmart.
Because it actually smells good. You know, I buy perfume from Walmart.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're buying, you know, a really good gift for a special guy friend, then I guess you're going to have to.
You got
to
go beyond Walmart.
You're going to have to get up there and issue out a little bit more money.
Yes. You're going to have to go to the mall
somewhere.
That stuff
be expensive, though.
It do be.
Man.
It do be. Like, my friend bought me all my perfume. I don't ask him to do it, but he do it anyway. And that stuff that he bought me come from the mall. It don't come out of Walmart or, you know, places where you buy perfume
and we like Walmart now. So
yeah, I love Walmart.
So don't think that we knocking Walmart.
I love Walmart. I'm not knocking Walmart.
We ain't knocking the yellow smiley face.
We ain't knocking it.
That emoji smiley face.
Because I go in there and buy my perfume sometimes.
Y'all, we go
when
we
it comes
hit
to the
Walmart
stuff,
time, cause Walmart
I don't buy that.
In our area, it's like a little mall.
Yeah.
So that's our go-to place.
And we don't have no mall down here.
No, we ain't got no mall. We ain't got no mall in here in our city.
No, we gotta
leave out of our city and go to another city.
That's right.
To get to a mall. So Walmart is our, like, mall. So
yeah,
we ain't knocking
here,
it.
Down here, Walmart is pretty much everything.
So if you got enough Usher money, then you buy your booty that Usher's cologne. You go ahead and
you go ahead
thing.
And buy Usher.
We ain't knocking it, because we ain't got it like that. We ain't got it like that. But you know what? You know what? If I have to buy my husband some Usher, then he going to get some Usher. And you know what? He'll appreciate it.
You have to take that Usher.
Right. But
Usher.
Yeah, but I like to give. And I like to look at decoration.
Yes, I love the Christmas lights.
Yeah, I do. Because people really go all out. You know, some people be working. Some people get a head start. They be like putting it up in November. you know, getting everything ready. By the time they pulling all their lights and stuff, by the end of the year, they got almost a $2,000 light bill, y'all.
That's true.
But they be prepared for it.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, that's my reason for the season. And I want to be happy, and I want other people to be happy. And I hope you guys and our podcast listeners are happy, happy, happy people.
Yes, we hope you guys are happy, and we hope you guys are safe. We hope you guys just continue to be happy.
And
we all hope and pray y'all live to see Christmas, and we hope and pray to live to see Christmas as well.
Yeah.
You know, we hope and pray to just see this month on out.
Yep. That's what we're hoping for and praying for, and just be merry, y'all. Be merry. Have a merry heart.
Have a very merry Christmas.
See, she blending in with the wrong Christmas music.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
she gonna blend in with Have a Merry, Merry Christmas. Ain't that TLC?
That's TLC. We won't get in trouble from listening to Christmas music on this thing, right?
No.
You know how they say copyright? I don't want to get copyright.
Who copyright a Christmas song when everybody in the world singing?
Oh, yeah?
You is not gonna get no copyright on no Christmas music.
I wonder, can you get copyrighted on the podcast?
You can get copyright if you take Mariah Carey's Christmas
music. Well, Mariah Carey just went off.
Yeah, but we know it's Mariah Carey, and she in the mix up on this. This on YouTube.
Oh.
Okay.
She gonna get us in trouble, y'all.
This on YouTube.
If y'all don't hear from us anymore, they got us in trouble with copyright, and they gonna ban us from doing the podcast.
They is not finna do that, y'all. Listen, because she is in the mix up of this. This is YouTube. Put it like this. I'm using YouTube. And it's a list of Christmas music that is playing in the background. Mariah Carey was one of them in playing back there. But I'm not taking her music. It's her music, y'all. We just love Christmas. And if she's in the mix of it, Mariah, you know what time it is, girl.
Like I said, if y'all don't hear from us no more, it's because of her.
Y'all tell we are not going to get no copyrighted. No,
I hope not.
Not in the mix. It's in the Christmas list. What am I supposed to do? To take her song out of there? No. I'm not purposely trying to play her music. You know, so everybody already know what time. This the holiday season. Nobody ain't going to be copyrighting nobody. But y'all know what? It's all good.
That's right. So that was our reason for the season. Y'all leave us a comment in our on our Instagram, on our podcast, talk with us_ on Instagram. Y'all leave y'all comment. And tell us, what are your reasons for the season?
Yeah.
I feel like I've been away for so long that she's singing now. Mm-hmm. But y'all do that. Y'all leave us y'all reason for the season.
Y'all do that, okay? And we wish you guys the best holidays.
I know I feel like we was all over the place today.
But, you know, it's okay.
But we back.
That's what you do. You be all over the
Monday,
place when
night.
It's... Yeah, it's actually, y'all guys, it's Monday night. It's not day right now. It's night.
Yeah, okay. We got a late start.
Corn had to pull all day. I tried, y'all, but I couldn't get the thing together.
Long day at work. Y'all. So came ready in, got right to this.
I don't
want
to tell y'all, but this is how we do it, right? This is how you do it. We got to pull that train. Got to still pull it. And right now, it's the Christmas train.
Choo-choo. But she going to let y'all listen to that song. Copyright. There you have it. May and her Christmas song.
Yeah. Y'all know who I sound like just then. Y'all remember Ric Flair?
Yeah.
He used to be a wrestler. And when I did that, I don't know, for some reason, Ric Flair came up in my mind. But I don't want Ric Flair in my mind. I want Christmas stuff in my mind.
Well, you can keep your Christmas stuff.
All right, y'all.
We're getting ready to wrap this up, y'all. We love y'all. We just want you guys to stay prayed up.
Yep. Stay festive.
Yes.
Stay festive. Y'all do things that put you in the spirit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And help somebody along the way.
Yeah,
we don't want
that.
No Scrooges. We don't want no Scrooges.
No Scrooge.
No
Mr. Scrooge.
We
go away.
No Bob Humbug.
No Grinch.
No Grinches and no Scrooges.
Only people with smiles and giving.
We have Grinches all through the year.
Yeah. They got the whole entire year.
Yeah. So let us have this Christmas.
This one month.
No Grinches
stay
and no
away.
Scrooges, right? I want everybody to be in the holiday spirit.
That's right, for this
be
one month.
Be merry. Merry, merry, and have yourselves a merry little Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Wait,
we'll probably
we'll be back.
We'll probably be back before Christmas.
We'll be back to hit y'all up with some more festive stuff, okay?
Yeah, we'll be back before Christmas. Y'all will hear us again before the holidays.
Definitely, definitely. But until then,
don't forget to download. Share, follow us on any podcast platform.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, platform.
Yeah,
Y'all, I'm tired. Follow yeah. us on any podcast platform, y'all. Follow us on anchor.fm.
Yep.
Share, comment. Y'all feel free to leave us some messages on anchor.fm.
Do it.
Yeah, y'all do that. We might we'll put it into the show if y'all leave us some messages.
Yeah,
because
I would like to, you know, I would like to, you know, give a shout out.
Yeah.
To our listeners and stuff. So y'all do that.
Yeah, y'all do that. That'll be fun. To play y'all messages on this thing. So that'd be fun. We'll call your name out and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
I think I gave them everything.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All right, y'all. I'm your girl, Quan.
And I'm your girl, May.
And we will holler at you guys next time.
Peace, love, and happy holidays.
Bye, guys. Bye. Or should I say good night, guys?
Good night.